This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. John Fleetwood from JohnFleetwood.com has joined us now. Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing fine. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's like every day more and more information comes out from the CDC and other sources regarding COVID. And you've been on top of this and nonstop. I mean, your brain is overflowing with information. The latest one that came out this morning from Epic Health is saying the two teenagers that died shortly after COVID-19 vaccinations, experts reported in a study published on February the 14th of 2022. Within hours, federal officials scrambled to respond, worried the paper would harm their efforts to promote COVID-19 vaccines. This is according to internal emails. Again, the people, you know, have been bamboozled. We've been lied to. And then the government is shocked that, you know, we don't trust them anymore, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure why we should at this point. I mean, one of the things that I do on johnfleetwood.com is just publish the peer-reviewed data that's coming out that counters the mainstream narrative on COVID. And it's funny when you read these papers, because if you look hard enough, you can find the damning information, the true information about the vaccines, for example. Mm-hmm. But the authors, they always couch it in terms like, well, a vaccine is still necessary because the pandemic was so, you know, scary and so bad. We needed a vaccine, but you can always find the information in there. For example, I was reading through PubMed yesterday, mm-hmm. and found an article published in Bioinformation that says verbatim, patients develop severe and critical COVID-19 infection despite being vaccinated.
Yes.
So in other words, even if you're vaccinated, you're still going to get, in these authors' words, severe and critical COVID-19 infection. What they found was that the vaccinated are 41% more likely to be infected than the unvaccinated. Study looked at a total of 381 COVID positive patients. So they just pulled 381 COVID patients. You've got COVID, 381 of them. And 138 were fully vaccinated. 142 were partially vaccinated. And only 101 were unvaccinated. So it turns out that if you've received a vaccine, you're more likely to become infected. And this is important because mm-hmm. it's helping us understand how the mainstream works. Because remember, these results that the vaccinated can get infected more often than the unvaccinated, they contradict
right.
what Joe Biden said back in
sure.
July 2021. He made the false claim that people who get COVID vaccines are completely protected from infection.
Right.
He said that during a CNN town hall. They also mm-hmm. contradict false claims made by, the CDC.
I
want to be able to trust the CDC, but they told us in early 2021, this was then CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. She said, if you get vaccinated, you won't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci made similar claims back in June 2021. If you're vaccinated, you don't have a risk, which is it's absurd. Now the information is coming out that, of course, you can get sick.
Exactly.
And you're actually, if you're vaccinated, if you're partially vaccinated, if you've received one vaccine, you're actually 41% more likely to be infected than the unvaccinated. And again, this is coming out from their own peer-reviewed journals, this one out of Bioinformation.
And what's so pathetic, John, about this is years after the fact. Doctors had sounded the alarm, but they were, scrutinized, they were marginalized, they were threatened with losing their license. In California, they invited doctors, actually, it was a command, you will go to the Star Chamber of Sacramento and you're going to answer some questions. And they pummeled these doctors under the threat of losing their license to comport with what was out there. And of course, everything being controlled by the WHO, which Joe Biden wants to give them now exclusive control with any future pandemic. So if that's the case, then everything going forward is going to be a pandemic. You know that. What else happened that they anyway, it was quite the cabal. And this was stuff that you reported on, Dr. Bartlett, Sherry Tenpenny, who had been on the show. I mean, she flat out told me and shocked our audience. She said, Bill, I'll tell you right now, my family, I tell them not to get vaccinated. I tell my patients not to get vaccinated. Now, I know that put her in the crosshairs and probably got her in some trouble because it was against the party line. But, here it is, the likes of Sherry Tenpenny and Bartlett and, Dr. Fareed down in Imperial Valley, these doctors in Bakersfield that, were one of the early reporters on, hydroxychloroquine. I mean, they owe them an apology. They owe, us, the American people, an apology. And, again, the question arises, John, why would they do this? Is it really all about money? I mean, because they all, these people, they made a ton of money, some more so than others. But was it all money motivated, or was it even more diabolical? Was it a situation where they have no respect for humanity and they feel like some do who are in these situations here that concerns me? They are, in a sense, modern-day eugenicists. What's going on?
It's a good question. I think it's interesting to speculate on that. The people like Bill Gates have said out loud and at recorded events that if he does a good enough job with vaccines, then he can lower the population by 10%. That's a direct quote from him. And we have to be forward-looking. That's a lot of people say, well, why do we keep talking about COVID stuff if it's gone? Well, it's Sun Tzu's art of war. You need to know your enemy. Mm-hmm. And we have headlines right now that are saying, this is on CBS this morning, this is the headline I just pulled up this morning. The FDA is preparing for a possible bird flu outbreak
right.
in humans. So mm-hmm. it looks like they're going to be doing the same thing with bird flu that happened with COVID. And actually, it's all the same stuff that happened before.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. COVID, just in time for this election, right, John? And we've got to go to break, so we'll pick it up. More from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com continues with us as we're talking about the latest findings regarding COVID-19 vaccines. I know some people may say, well, why are we still talking about COVID-19? I thought it was over. Well, you know, part of what that allows us to get over it is because, John, we just don't know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. We are bamboozled. We have reports now, various reports that continue to mount up that demonstrate that these vaccines did exactly what Donald Trump warned about. He said, we've got to be careful. The cure is not worse than the disease. And bottom line is, I think we're realizing that, yes, the man-made cure that Dr. Fauci and these other supposed scientists had come up with have done more and are doing more damage than what, you know, what the disease did.
Yeah, and we should be forward-looking. And if they've done this to us before, they've leaked allegedly a souped-up virus out of a lab. They had a vaccine apparently ready to go that now has been determined to be very dangerous, killed 17 million people worldwide, according to the experts. We need to be forward-looking to see if they're going to do this again. We know that they're, regarding bird flu, which the mainstream media is hyping right now, just like they did with COVID before, we know that the USDA is working in cahoots with China. We know they're performing gain-of-function on bird flu, just like they did with COVID. We know the same agency, the USDA, is working on a vaccine for bird flu, and it happens to be for H5N1, the very same subtype that they're, the USDA is performing gain-of-function research on, H5N1. Mm-hmm. We know that former CDC Director Robert Redfield has promised there's going to be a bird flu pandemic. Mm-hmm. John Bell, COVID czar for Boris Johnson during the COVID pandemic in the UK, has promised the same. You have that last spending bill earmarked $1 billion for a bird flu, influenza, zoonotic viral pandemic. So Congress is preparing for a bird flu, influenza outbreak, it appears. So it looks like they know something we don't. So it just, it all, it has all the earmarks, bird flu does, of being another COVID. So when we analyze what happened with COVID, then we know that, for example, this dangerous vaccine that's come out, this deadly COVID vaccine, was only necessary and was only able to be given to the public by an EUA, an emergency authorization. And the only way you can get an EUA is if you don't have safe and effective drugs to treat that virus. Well, we did have safe and effective drugs then, budesonide, ivermectin, and now we have the same thing for bird flu. We have Dr. Bartlett's always pushing
Zofluza. Yeah, right.
He's also warming up to ivermectin for that as well, budesonide. So we have the safe and effective FDA-approved cheap drugs to treat bird flu. So if they drop a bird flu pandemic on us, we all know early on now, because you're covering this stuff, Bill, because I'm covering this stuff, we know we don't need an EUA for some kind of quote-unquote novel gene therapy mRNA bird flu vaccine that's going to be just as dangerous as this COVID one. So
if
by
not,
looking
if not,
at
if not more so.
Down what happened, right?
Yeah.
So by looking at what happened in the past, then we can look forward to a potential bird flu. And I'm telling you, Bill, it's every day. If you go on to Google and you type in bird flu, hit enter every morning, you're going to see that the news gets ratcheted up a little bit more every single day. They were testing ground beef for bird flu, which is crazy. They're reporting all these deaths, especially in the Texas panhandle, not deaths, cases. There have been some human infections around the world from bird flu. But the point is that the media, it looks like they're preparing us for a bird flu outbreak when our very government's doing gain-of-function research on bird flu. So will there be a leak? Will there be a bird flu leak? Will they push another pandemic on us in the future? It kind of looks like they're going to be doing that, Bill.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right, because you know, whether it's the FDA or the CDC, they're conditioning us. You know, they're putting that information, they're starting to raise the fear level, and, you know, they're gently, you know, just like the frog in the pot of boiling water, right? And they know what to expect because look at what happened. They scared everybody. Next thing you know, they're throwing masks on, running around in circles. You know, they don't want to go to church, but yet they can go to a strip bar. I mean, it's just absurd, you know, what has happened. I mean, we just can't allow these people to take over. And I think this is why, in part, the administration is hedging their bet in wanting to subordinate our health sovereignty to a United Nations entity, you know, like the WHO.
Right. And luckily we have some states here in the U.S. that are stepping up and they're pushing back against international globalist organizations like the WHO. Like Louisiana, for example, they passed a bill that said nothing that the WHO is trying to mandate across the world is binding for
right.
Louisiana. So you have
exactly.
You have some states that are pushing back. We just need the other states to follow suit so we don't have these sort of globalist approaches mm-hmm. to these quote-unquote pandemics.
Exactly. You know, you'd mentioned the eugenicist mindset of one Bill Gates and statements that he made in culling the herd and reducing the population. You also have BlackRock CEO Larry Fink endorsing the same, right?
Yeah, he's so the BlackRock is a money manager. They have $10 trillion in assets. They're the biggest money manager ever. Mm-hmm. That's more than the GDP of any country in the world, leaving out the U.S. and China. And BlackRock, it's their business to own other businesses. So they mm-hmm. own controlling shares of companies. For example, they own Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, but they own all the media companies. They own, you know, the parent companies of Fox News and CNN and NBC and CBS and ABC. But they also own all the credit card companies, the banks, the clothing companies, the food companies. They own controlling shares. And Fink himself has said that he forces behaviors on the companies that they own controlling shares in. And just mm-hmm. the other day, this guy who's forcing behaviors on all these companies is endorsing what he called shrinking populations. So he was advocating for shrinking populations for a robotics and AI takeover. And he said substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations. So this is coming from Larry Fink, who controls the biggest money manager, which controls every Fortune 500 and 100 company internationally. So this is the mindset of
yeah, exactly.
people who are in control. And Fink's on the board at the World Economic Forum. They push the very same agenda, and the World Economic Forum is actually who is giving Fink his agenda. And who we quoted earlier, Bill Gates, who says that he can lower the population by 10% if they do a good enough job with vaccines. He's on the board of the World Economic Forum, too. So this whole depopulation agenda, along with the DEI and the climate change and the China first agenda mm-hmm. and the cultural Marxism being pushed everywhere
right.
worldwide through all these companies,
exactly.
how is everything being orchestrated like this?
Informed consent, ladies and gentlemen. John Fleetwood,
give
thank you.
And you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan.
Yeah.
So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One in particular is that it's Older Americans Month. Were you aware of that? This is a time when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looks to educate us older folks, that would be the 65-plus crowd, about aging without injury while still enjoying the hobbies and activities that we all love. Now, still going strong is the CDC's national campaign that raises awareness about common yet preventable injuries as we age. Dr. Gwen Bergen is with us. She's the CDC expert at the Division of Injury Prevention. Dr. Bergen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I am too. I'm taking notes here, okay? Step one, what do we need to do so that, in the words of Yogi Berra, who said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd take better care of myself, right?
Yes. So injuries such as falls and motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of injury. They can result in serious injuries for older adults, such as traumatic brain injury. Not only do these injuries require medical treatment, but they can result in limiting an older adult's mobility and independence. This can keep them from doing the things they want and need to do, and especially may keep them from staying socially connected with other people, such as their friends and family.
Exactly.
The good news is that these injuries can be prevented, and that's what our Still Going Strong campaign is all about.
Okay, so break it down for us. How do we prevent these injuries?
So we have tips on our website at www.cdc.gov/stillgoingstrong, all one word, to prevent injuries such as motor vehicle crashes and falls. However, there are three maybe key points I'd like to make. The first is to stay physically active, which you've probably heard. However, to prevent falls, it's very important to do activities to increase muscle strength and improve your balance. Tai Chi is an example. Another important thing to do is to get your vision checked yearly. changes in vision can make you more likely to fall and can lead to poor driving. Finally, it's important to talk to your doctor about managing your chronic conditions and especially your medications. Some medications may have side effects that make you more likely to fall and, again, impact your ability to drive safely. So talk to your doctor about what the side effects of your medicines might be and to see if there are better medications or alternative things you can do to address your chronic conditions.
Well, my takeaway has always been, and you just reinforced it, Dr. Gwen, that first of all, we got to keep moving, right? But you move responsibly. You're not moving around like a 2-year-old, even though some of us may think we're like, you know, like our grandchildren or something, because that's when we increase the risk when we're outside of our capacity, right? Our basic physical capacity. And that's just with, you know, walking or, you know, maybe all of a sudden you're watching TV and you see a marathon event or something and somehow it takes you back to your younger days when you were in track and you think you could go out and run a marathon, right? Probably not the best bit of advice to do.
That's right. Not the best bit of advice. But one point we do want to make is that falls are not a natural part of aging. They are such as reduced muscle strength, and that can be improved.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, we know as we age, as you mentioned, we do lose muscle. We're going to lose a certain amount of strength. But that doesn't mean that there isn't an exercise or something you can do, you know, to minimize that loss, if that's possible, right?
That's correct, and we have tips on our website and some examples of simple exercises you can even do at home to help improve your muscle strength.
Well, and that's the thing. There's like chair yoga, all these different exercises that are pretty simple, you know, that maybe when we were kids we thought, well, that's pretty simple. But as adults, I mean, they're pretty effective. I mean, I'm surprised. I just went through hip surgery myself. I'd have hip replacement surgery, and I was surprised, Dr. Gwen, at the simplicity and effectiveness of the exercises that the therapist had me doing. I mean, when they first said, oh, you just got to do this, I thought, you know, what's all that about? You know, it just seems to me to be so, so pedantic. I mean, there's not much to that. But actually, it really expedited my healing, which was welcomed. You know, on the other side of surgery, right?
Yes, I'm happy to hear that. And that is a good point, is that these don't have to take a lot of time and you can still improve your strength and balance.
Well, and you bring up another thing, too, which is really important, and that's vision. You know, we take that for granted, but these are certain things that we should do on an annual basis, you know, is checking our vision, right?
Right. We know that the first cataract surgery does help with preventing falls and improving safe driving. We know that wearing progressive or bifocals outside can actually maybe make you more likely to fall. So you may want to talk to your eye doctor about getting single vision eyeglasses to use when you're walking around outside. An eye doctor can help you prevent falls.
Exactly. So we've got, stay active. We've got to increase muscle strength, and there's some exercises there at cdc.gov / still going strong, right?
Yes. Those are two important points, the vision and the activity. And then the final, we actually have a lot of tips there, but a third important one is to be aware that your medications may have side effects that can make you more likely to fall or can keep you from driving safely.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gwen, how much, and I got to imagine this is probably as important as everything else, is just to have a good psychology about this, right? That, we're aging responsibly. And there's things that we can do and encourage one another with, because chances are, you know, we do have interconnectivity with other seniors And as you mentioned earlier, I think, you know, one of the tough things is, you know, sometimes as we grow older and we're not as active, then we have a tendency to isolate. And isolation is not good, right?
We know that being socially connected can have health benefits. For example, it can improve your physical health, such as your heart health, and improve your mobility. It can improve your emotional well-being and your overall well-being. It actually, social connectedness improves your cognitive function. It is important to stay connected as you get older and still see people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, to have that interaction, that's so important because, you know, I love the theme of Still Going Strong. Is that something you came up with because you're such a genius, or was there somebody else? I'm teasing.
We worked with a really great communications contractor. They came up with several concepts and then held focus groups with older adults. All of this campaign is informed by older adults because we want to know what they like.
So you did your research beforehand. I mean, this wasn't just something that some think tank in a dark room somewhere started throwing darts, said, okay, let's just come up with some ideas. I mean, this is actually in response to, you know, some, you know, asking questions of other older adults and what they felt would be most effective. And I think you've come up with a great list here. You guys have done a great job. So again, as we wrap things up, Dr. Gwen, remind everybody, again, we need to stay active. We need to increase muscle strength, vision, and of course, check with your doctor to double check, you know, these medications, you know, what kind of side effects and how that could impact this goal of still going strong and being a responsible citizen out there. But remind everybody where they can go to find out more information, because we just covered the highlights here, right?
We did just cover the highlights, so find other tips at www.cdc.gov/stillgoingstrong, which is all one word.
Dr. Gwen Bergen, the CDC expert, the Division of Injury Prevention. Thank you, Dr. Gwen. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
I'm Phil Hassenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world,
It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. She is Evie Bear Carroll. Yes, the one and only, the infamous host of Movie Guide TV, and she joins us now. Evie, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, let's talk about some movies here. What about Tiger?
Tiger is a documentary on Disney Plus, if you still have Disney Plus, which, of course, Disney now has The Chosen, which is crazy,
yes.
Right?
I know.
So The Chosen has just spread everywhere, which is such a wonderful thing, right? It's mm-hmm. good to have the good news on every single place that you could turn on, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe Disney's hoping to purify their brand a little bit by having The Chosen. They need, some godly purity, so a little bit of hyssop to clean up the messes that they've created for themselves. Just saying, sidebar.
I think you're right. I think that's what they really lost a lot this year, as everybody knows. And so, you know, a lot of money, and that's what they're concerned about, right? And so maybe they think, oh, we got to get the Christian audience back, and so we'll see, if people turn it back on. I'm certainly happy about the partnership to have The Chosen on.
Exactly.
But,
well, what about speaking of Chosen, did they get everything settled, with the boys in Utah? Because there were some problems there.
You mean within Chosen?
Yeah. In terms of distribution and that sort of thing, this was with Angel Studios, I believe. There was some controversy. Go ahead.
Well, Angel Studios is an amazing, you know, they're constantly trying to put out stuff that's faith-oriented, that's that's safe for the family to watch, and, they've got this whole thing where they really support the creators, and people can come in and create projects, and then other people can vote on it to say, oh, we want this content made, mm-hmm. and so, you know, they've done quality stuff, and I know that, you know, Angel Studios has had an issue with Disney, but that was the VidAngel part, which was that was censoring the content, so it didn't have any curse words or didn't have any bloody stuff or anything like mm-hmm. that. And so they tried this VidAngel, which was a wonderful service because it kind of took out all that bad stuff.
Right.
But a lot of the major studios got upset about that because they say, oh, you know, it's our entity and you can't, you know, touch it, and you know they got in legal battles, but it was mm-hmm. a good concept. I think it was a good concept because, you know, it'd be wonderful to watch something without all the cursing. Nowadays they're just adding tons of cursing to everything, and it doesn't really add anything to the mm-hmm. story.
Yeah, and every time they do that, I mean, it affects what happens at the box office. You think they could add this up, but for the sake of, creative liberty or whatever you want to call it, they insist on doing this. But,
really, when you look at the box office numbers, you know, America's families are saying, you know, that's unnecessary.
Right.
You know, to have that kind of language, I'm not going to take my kids to it. I'm not going to support it. And consistently, when you look, in fact, I was just having a conversation, believe it or not, I'm going to drop a name here. Cuba Gooding Jr. We were talking about, you know, The Firing Squad, his new movie that's going to be coming out in August with Kevin Sorbo. And he just, you know, again, echoed the same thing that you and your father and I have been echoing. And that is that, you know, Christian films, people are responding to it because they love to be able to go to a theater, have their kids with them and, you know, not have to cover their ears or cover their eyes, you know, and it is just more positive. We just need to. And even though it's successful in these, you know, these companies find it more profitable when they do that. You know, it's not necessarily the gazillions of dollars that some of these other movies generate, but yet, you know, what they're paying out in talent fees and everything, I think when they look out at the bottom line economics of it all, as your dad says, it, you know, Christian movies are proving to be, you know, time and again, very profitable.
Right. And we've done this study for, about 28 years now, to see how much cursing. Every single year we add up how much cursing is in the movies and how much you'll do at the box office with that amount of cursing. And so we've got a very specific, you know, analytics on it,
mm-hmm.
That we've done for years and years. And really, you're right. And that's, you know, I also wanted to talk about is that, the sexual content has gone down in movies mm-hmm. and that's good, you know, and you know, our study shows over the years it's been showing that, people don't want to see that. They want to keep it in their own home.
Well, and the other thing, too, Evie, is that people are resisting, you know, the LGBTQ agenda. You know, I personally, I'm not one for, you know, public display of affection, heterosexual or otherwise. But some of these franchises that have embraced and are forcing, you know, two women kissing, you know, and they're just contriving a scene so that they can have this in the scene. And, you know, just like the cussing, it's like, you know, does it add or take away? And to me, it takes away from the story. And people don't want to hear it. And look, I mean, I used to like to watch, was it NCIS Hawaii? And all of a sudden, you know, the last two seasons, they just really were pushing, you know, this lesbian relationship. And, of course, with one of the gals, you know, which was kind of a little bit of a problem for those of us who watched The Chosen early on. And supposedly the position of the, you know, of Dallas and everybody was that they wanted to protect the integrity of, you know, of the franchise. And they didn't want to hire actors who, you know, crossed over the line. And here you've got somebody who is an actor in Chosen, clearly crossed over the line, but I guess they must have changed their policy. But also, the other thing, too, that we found out is that NCIS Hawaii got canceled. And I don't know if that's the only reason. So, I don't know.
That's you know, that's an interesting, you know, thought about that, if it got canceled. You know, I think Dallas is said more recently that you know, I don't want to be held. Exactly what he said. But it generally what it was more like, you know, people are, you know, they're working in the industry, and if they have other work, then they have to decide it on yourself. You know, you
mm-hmm.
and that's how it is. It's a personal, you've got to make your decision on what kind of content you're going to make if you're an actor in this industry. And
that's a separate thing. And that would have been okay, but again, what I heard, you know, early on was The Chosen had made the statement that they were going to protect, you know, in a sense, the integrity, that they didn't want actors who did that. But I respect that. Look, actors got to make a living. I'm not saying, but I'm, you know, and it's okay if Dallas changed his mind. But, you know, what Dallas should do is say, look, we have reconsidered this. And we're going to leave it up to the actors. And I know we said that that was going to be our policy before, but, you know, we've decided to, you know, to alter the policy. And that's fine. You know, I mean, that, you know, at least you're being upfront about it.
Yes. Well, you know, we can't know everything that goes on there, but I know that, you know, they are faithful in their content that they make at The Chosen. And
yes.
And I know that they pray on set and they, you know, are trying to spread the gospel. And so I'm appreciative of everything that The Chosen has done. And it's hard to run something so huge, right? I mean, there's
exactly there's no question. This thing is massive. I mean, and it's just been a phenomena. And I guess maybe some of us are, you know, purists in a sense that we want to, you know, keep the purity of it all. And it's only, I'm not trying to be critical of Dallas in a sense. He's just always, he's so open and fair-minded about stuff. I just, and he may have addressed this and I may have missed it. And that's probably why I'm bringing it up to you, because I know that, you probably are in more contact with him than I am. You know, our orbits come together maybe once, if we're lucky, twice a year. I talk to his father more than I do with him, but, you know, but that's okay. You know, it's not the end of it. So anyway, 2 minutes left, and we started to talk about Tiger, and then we got off in these other, you know, other topics, as we've been known to do. Go ahead.
It's just a wonderful documentary on Disney Plus, and it's nice to know that Disney Plus has these, you know, documentaries that the family can watch, and it's all about, you know, tigers and a mother's love for her four cubs. And so it's very sweet. You know, you don't see any killing of predators or anything like that on the screen. It's just kind of the story about this wonderful, you know, cubs and their mother. And so it's nice to have this option. You know, I have little ones, and I think it'd be a good thing to show them to see, you know, the beauty of nature. And
exactly.
And so mm-hmm.
Well, good fun. Well, you know, interesting, all the uproar that's happening on college campuses, one of the things that's being underreported greatly, and you understand why, is that baptisms are abounding on some of these college campuses. And, you know, no sooner do we understand that than we hear the story of Russell Brand being baptized, right? We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you talk about it and wrap it up. Go ahead.
It's so wonderful, Russell Brand. You know, he had an interesting life. He had an interesting background. I think he dealt with addiction. But he is now reborn in Christ. And so he got baptized. And there are a lot of baptisms going on. You're right. And the wonderful nature of that. And even some wonderful person named Kat Von D. She was big into the Satanist movement and all that kind of stuff, but now she's given it all up and she's become a Christian and gotten baptized. And so there are things happening that are amazing and working in people's lives, and you would not think that, you know, these specific people would be touched and transformed, but they have been, and it's just a great example of what God can do.
Russell Brand, welcome to the family. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know